say the magic words. Miska, Buska, Miska. Dance with me. Miska, Buska, Miska.
Hey, yo. Gotta look at this nigga. He's trying to get into the clubhouse. Who the fuck is you? You know Samson? Nah, that's what I thought. Get the fuck out of here. It's the clubhouse, bitch.
Welcome, your beautiful faces, to the clubhouse. You're here, you're listening to it, it's happening, it's beautiful. My first guest ever on, which is also my best friend, which you guys, some of you guys might know, Tate Gallant. How are you? How have you been?
Well, I mean, I was good, and then I got woken up at 12 p.m. from this monstrosity saying that I forgot I committed to this, but I was hungover.
Yeah, you have to do it now. It's happened. This is his gift, which I'm cracking open right now.
Yeah, he's taking my gift away from me.
Yeah, I mean, I bought it for you.
Oh, so we're going to pull that card. Okay, yeah.
It was a case of Bud Light. He gets to take him home, enjoy him however he likes.
Yes.
Now, what are we talking about? We're going to talk about our friendship from PEI. I've known you for how many years now?
Grade 10. So what? That's 3 years, five or six years.
Yeah, but COVID happened too.
COVID was like the bonding.
Well, it was.
There's a lot of things we don't need to talk about in that week and a half.
It stole our last year of high school.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Nobody had a prom. Like it was all.
It was awful.
And stuff like that. Anybody that graduated in 2020 knows what it felt like. But we made it through. We're here now.
Well, we can also talk about in March what happened.
In March, oh yes,
when we were banished to the hotel.
Yeah,
I got a
close contact message from the government that told me that I needed a quarantine, and I thought it was a great idea to invite Tate.
See, it wasn't really much of an invite. I just wanted to go over and play like Madden against him. Which apparently I ended up getting caught. I snuck into the hotel he was staying at, got caught.
And then we just had to stay together.
Yeah, then I woke up the next morning and the security's like, "You can't leave," and then hazmat suits showed up and said no. Nope.
Started taking like COVID tests. It was
never tested positive though.
Me neither.
Yeah. They didn't even test me, because if they tested you and you're negative.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. COVID isn't real. Fuck COVID. Never happened. I agree. It's all China trying to control our minds.
No, China is Canada. China.
That's what we live in now. Because China owns most of Canada. You didn't know. Our gold reserves.
What do you mean, really?
Like they own gold mines in Canada. You can fact check this. They own gold mines in Canada, and most of the gold there is China's. They get to say what happens to it.
Does China own? The board of directors of all these companies are Chinese.
So, and if you know anything about the Chinese government, it's a communist party. So whatever businesses are under that government, they have to abide by what the government says.
Yeah.
And so if one day the Chinese government was like, "Hey, can we get all the gold from Canada over to China?"
We can't say if there's and Trudeau's not going to grow hairballs. Yeah, Trudeau. We know that.
Oh my God, fuck Trudeau. I seen him at, my brother saw him at a bar here in PEI.
Yeah, he was in Charlottetown at
Peaks or not,
Sadie worked there. I forget.
Yeah, like I think it was the tavern or something. That's why I always.
It was an outdoor
patio bar.
Something like his, that. His giant yacht was there too.
Really?
Yeah.
And he just showed up and my brother served him. And talk to him a little, whatever they said. I told him he should have shanked him right then and there.
See, we talk all this, but if I seen him in person, I'm shaking his hand.
Yeah, if I
like,
see
I'm such
Trudeau,
a pussy.
Like, please, Trudeau, shake my hand.
It's like LeBron, man. I shit talk him so much. But Ja, I hate Ja Morant.
Don't speak dirt
the
on
Memphis,
his name.
No,
he's
don't.
Done everything he said he was. He got drafted.
Really? No. See, my issue lies with how gangster he acts. He's not him. He grew up in a beautiful house, and he's like, and he talked about hollow points and all this. Like, you were not that guy.
Yeah, it reminds me of LeBron, like, talking about, like, oh, yeah, I was there whenever JFK signed that.
Oh, yeah. To become
president. Yeah. I told him, you
LeBron
should sign
LeBron just
it.
Lies.
Yeah, LeBron just...
And he's got the John Quinlan instinct.
Yeah, his word means nothing. It's just simply anything to say to be MVP or the GOAT, whatever you might want to call him.
Whatever. My GOAT debate is slowly starting to dwindle now that he just surpassed Kareem.
It's getting harder and harder to say that he's not the GOAT. But I still believe that it's Michael Jordan.
I believe the greatest player of all time is Jordan, but the most, like, all-around skilled player, I guess, is LeBron. But that's the greatest. Because greatness and skills are two different things.
Yeah, those are two things.
There's nothing that LeBron can, or Jordan can do that LeBron can't do or better.
Exactly.
Besides win.
Yeah, that's one thing. But LeBron, MJ, did have a shit ton of people on his team that helped him get there.
Yeah, but LeBron also... LeBron has had, I think it's 16 All-Stars on his teams compared to Jordan's like 7. Dennis Rodman was never an All-Star.
Exactly. Like, they should have made him an All-Star, though.
He was like Draymond on, like, steroids.
Yeah. He was like Draymond if he wasn't a mouth breather.
No, Dennis was a mouth breather, too.
Yeah. He was a bit of a...
Draymond, ugh.
Do you remember his, like, how he would color his hair? Like,
Dennis?
Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a bunch of different ways. It reminds me, like...
He married himself, eh?
Did he? Legally? Yes.
Legally married himself.
Dennis Schroeder is, well, it amazes me the amounts of things that these people will do. Like, celebrities, you gotta give them credit for attaining that level of celebrity or, like, being able to do that, but still.
But this guy just puts a ball in a basket.
Yeah, that's, like, that's not that crazy. Like, you're still a human being. Everybody else is everything, like that. Now, I have a new segment on the show that I'd like to introduce, which is... Okay. Wild Thoughts with Samson.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I haven't had that much time to cook one up, but the wild thought of this week is, why did Asian people evolve to have their eyes, like, slightly closed more than everybody else? Is it because they
invent hats, right? So, like, they didn't know what a hat was.
Exactly.
So the sun's glaring in the eyes. You know when the sun's glaring, you just squint?
Yeah, and then over years of squinting.
The safety squints.
Exactly. Like, that's what got them out. Or maybe you're thinking it's because of their language. They have a very hard language to understand.
So reading the words makes you squint?
No, every time that somebody not speaking that language would talk to an Asian man, they would squint their eyes to try to understand what they're saying.
Uh-huh. I see what you're laying down here.
Comment which one you think it is.
That's the only two possibilities. It's nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, if you have another wild theory, please comment it. I would love to hear from some actual Asian people that might be able
to... We don't know any Asian people.
I know some Filipino people.
They're not Asian. Isn't the Philippines in the... They're
in Asia.
Are they?
I would say
yeah, so. They are. Yeah, they are. Yeah, the Philippines is an Asian. I was getting confused. South Africa and...
Yeah.
Or not South Africa. South America.
Mm,
South America. That's not the Philippines. Philippines are in Asia.
Continents are hard. There's 7 continents.
Well, it's not as bad as my girlfriend when she said something about how... I said not all Asians are, like, Chinese.
Yeah.
And I was like, Russia, are Asians, technically.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was like, no, aren't they part of... she said Europe or South America or something. And I was like,
excuse me.
Good God.
Like, how have you... It amazes me.
She's 23. I don't know. I don't know how you just go... I think it's a guy thing, though.
Yeah.
Geography is just kind of like...
It's...
And history. We just love Russians for no reason.
Yeah, every guy knows some random fact about history.
World War II and...
geography. Yeah. Like, I know Hans Ferdinand was shot in Austria in February 13 to start World War One.
Yeah, I knew he started. I didn't know the date, but I knew that's what started it.
That's
all.
That's just what it is. That's. I don't know why it's in my brain,
but it's there.
It's there.
I couldn't recite the quadratic formula, even though it was fucking beat into my head.
Oh my God, algebra! Did you ever take algebra?
No. Well, I mean, I took just like academic math, so it's not like calculus or nothing. Calculus is just like one
so
step.
So you're sped, is what you're saying.
I took resource.
Oh,
in
no.
high school. Yeah. So
for those of you that didn't go to PEI or grow up on a PEI school, resource is basically like you need like peer helpers and people that
I don't learn as fast as others is basically what it is.
That's
but
not
the
bad.
Thing, you, the reason why
you can build a house. That's something that most people cannot say or
But I wasn't in resource cuz I was stupid. Same with like Aiden and Caleb O'Berry. They're not stupid.
Yeah. It's just
the reason why I was in it specifically was because I purposely failed grade 11 English to see how hard it was. Just to see how, like, I showed up every day, but I just didn't hand things in.
McKendrick,
purposely.
Like, Miss McKendrick almost failed me.
Why?
Just because I didn't spell my name. I didn't write my name right. And my name is Samson Emmanuel Rambona, but she saw that and she was like, no, that's not a real name.
All right.
What do I say?
She's never left Summerside.
Yes.
She's just... Yeah, and then they put me in a resource class for grade 12, or the second semester, grade 11, and I got a 92 in English, and they're like, oh, you didn't need this. I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then I took a grade 12 anyway, because it was just an easy academic course.
I took pre-cal just to see how hard it was.
Oh,
I was like,
it makes my brain want to melt.
But some things in pre-cal are just simple to me, and I don't know if that...
Oh,
that
right there, buddy.
Okay, I'm the genius, what can I say?
Yeah.
I mean, Clubhouse, sammy_comedy on Instagram.
Why did you make it so hard on yourself? Why did you not just do Sammy Comedy?
That was taken.
Oh, but so the dot and underscore were needed. Okay.
Yeah, plus it looks like a face, like an emoji.
Oh, you purposely meant that?
Yeah.
I thought that was just like...
No, it's not just dots and underscores. I thought somebody might get a chuckle out of it, but nobody...
I don't think anyone's...
No.
Sorry, man.
my app is just terrible now. But
At least your name isn't Ryan2Murph on Instagram.
Yeah.
Look at him, and he's... Just look him up on Instagram and just report his Instagram, please.
Yeah, everybody who's listening right now, go report him. But your at will get you out of sticky situations as a comedian.
How?
Because you could be doing an interview or somebody could be talking to you or doing stuff like that. And if they like zone in on something that you really don't want to talk about, you just throw out your at. You just throw out your plug, and they'll be like, ha, ha, ha. But seriously, and I'm like, oh, no, don't worry about it. And then I just move on.
Fair enough, yeah.
It gets me out of sticky situations. I like it. Anyways, go follow on Instagram. And for the listeners who are actually committed to the Clubhouse, eventually there will be a subscription feature, which you will be able to donate.
He's making an OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's basically an OnlyFans at this point. I'm going to whip out my dick eventually in one of these podcasts. I'll film it. You guys will be able to see it.
There's a reason why I brought my tape out for this adventure.
If anybody asks me, like, what how big your dick is, like, my answer is an iPhone 8 Plus.
I've never used this to measure. I look up my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And I look up the dimensions of how, and then I'm sitting there
like,
in bed.
I'm an iPhone 8 Plus.
There's no, like, length. It's just...
Yeah,
I'm an SE.
Okay.
I am lying. I'm not an SE.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm like an iPod Nano.
Shut the hell up. What are those? I don't believe you.
The shuffles?
You remember how, like, you had to be a douchebag to have one of those, like, iPod Nanos, where, like, you'd show your friends, hey, look at my music. And then,
oh, yeah. Man, I had one of these MP3 players in, like, elementary school. It was just horrid.
Yeah.
The thing one day, I was playing music, it dropped and just shattered, like you know those Samsung phones that just go...
Yeah, poof! Like they just,
shattered.
Lego
they
bricks.
They just scattered everywhere. It just did that in elementary school. I got fucking flamed.
Yeah.
So bad in grade 6. I didn't have a phone. I was in grade 6. I didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
And then everyone has fucking iPhone 5s at the time. I'm like,
growing up
where
PDI,
did you get
like,
this money?
Either everybody's rich. Like, everybody has money here on the island, but it's their parents. It's their people that, you know, it's daddy's money or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there. My parents don't have money. So
oh,
it's like,
yeah, neither did mine.
What exactly. I think that's kind of like how we became friends. Because I first came to Tosh, and I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
I knew Chad, which, greatest hockey player I've ever known. He's going to the MLB. He's
MLB.
Not MLB. He's a typical Chad. He's just, if you want to know Chad, you'll love him if you ever met him. But I knew him, and so I knew some hockey people whenever I went to Tosh, which were the preps, if I understand.
It was the table that we sat next, furthest to the window. It was that table, just full of hockey kids.
Yeah, and they like to pick on people. Like, I got bullied. But it's like, I
didn't find hockey kids to be, like, for the most part, like, they weren't, like, the bullies. In the movies, they weren't dicks.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
Whenever I got to know them, it was like, oh, these are just nice people.
It's yeah.
Just, like, because I'm gonna change his name. Tyler. That's his name. That's what we're gonna. He seems like the typical douche, like whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. I was sitting there at outside, and there was like a food truck for some reason because.
Oh yeah, where cafeteria was shut down.
I didn't have any money to pay. Like I tapped my card and it wouldn't pay. And Colin just comes up from behind me and he's like, "Oh, I got you, Sammy." Like,
"Oh, he was a great. He was a great guy. Exactly. He was the funniest fucking person." it was bad.
Like he could light up a room just by looking at you and then telling you exactly what was wrong with you. And everybody would laugh, and it's like,
it's bullying, but it's like friendly fire. Yeah, I don't know.
It's fun. Everybody included is laughing, and you need some bullying to make you tough.
Man, if I didn't go through my grade 8, like I was bullied. It was bad. Like it was horrible. I couldn't wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And just have a good, like,
I've heard stories.
Well, during reading period, I would get just the flame for reading.
Oh my God.
And it was just fucked.
Yeah.
But anyway, if I didn't go and if I didn't do that, I didn't talk back then. I didn't talk to people. I wasn't extroverted.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't defend myself. I just took it on the chin. Now, it made me a better person than man.
Back then, like, if anybody made fun of me, like, I wouldn't do anything. I would just simply walk away. Even, like, at Evangeline. But I guess, like, now that I'm older and I realize, like, oh, these people, like, don't really care, like, that much. Like, they're not, it's not that deep.
I thought it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't give a shit. But in my head, it's like, it's life or death.
Yeah, yeah, you're sitting there trying to, like, get up after somebody pushed you on the floor and everybody's looking at you and it's like.
I had the biggest test of my life in grade 11. You know.
Was it with the Boyd or
no, it was my girlfriend in grade 11 and the drug dealer that threatened to shoot up the school. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. He comes to my face after my girlfriend slept with him. And he looks me dead in the eyes and says, "I fucked your bitch. What are you going to do about it?" And I just stared at my shoes like
yes.
What do I do?
There's nothing to do in that situation other than, like, if you want to legitimately get into a confrontation.
If that happened to me, I wouldn't have just fucking put my fucking dick between my legs and just walk away. Now I would confront him and be like,
exactly.
Like, but I was a little pussy boy.
Yeah, me too. But there was me and Isaac, which were some of the people that I think I respected because whenever, like, somebody like, what's his fucking Kyle? Like, whenever they'd come and like start fucking with us, we'd fuck with them back. Like, we would instantly just throw something out, and then it's on them at that point, and then they have to find a way to like
rebuttal.
To rebuttal, and sometimes like whenever they then everybody laughs.
As soon as you stutter, you could be winning the entire argument for an hour straight. As soon as you go, it's over. You lost.
Yeah,
accept your defeat.
Your brain just shit itself. You have to accept at that point, right there, that's how it is. We have a lot of decorations in my house.
I've noticed that there's an ungodly amount of posters in your room.
Yeah,
but it's good. But like, in my room, I don't have one right now. I'm not homeless, but
I don't have my own place
now because we just moved out. But I would have like jerseys hanging on the walls. I had the most like stereotypical like fucking college kid room, LED lights with the T-shirts and jerseys, and
that was
that's
me
it. I had one poster, and it was Juice WRLD. That was it.
Yeah, but you gotta have something up in your room.
Whatever. Yeah, kind of just bare wall.
But like, I like to travel. I want to travel a lot.
And yeah.
So whenever I'm like in Ottawa, going there just visiting family, I like to stay there as long as I can. and just to do shows around there, comedy shows, and I'm trying to do comedy shows here in PEI. That's coming out soon for all the PEI people. I'll announce it on the podcast when it first comes out. But I don't always know, like, if I can decorate the room that I'm in whenever I'm traveling. If I'm in a hotel or something, like, I can't
put
shit up. Or if I'm, like, because I've done shows that I have to drive, like, 2-3 hours away.
Yeah.
And you have to stay there, and they give you somewhere to stay. Like, I'm not going to decorate it, but this is my room. This is, like...
I don't take it to, like... Most... If I'm going, like, staying somewhere... If I was in Ottawa and I'm going there for a show... I'm gonna be blind drunk when I get back anyway. I'm not looking at the walls. I'm looking at the floor and the fucking toilet.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to have clean. Because I ruin hotel rooms.
What do you mean you...
Well, no. I guess that's more of a... Something I'm just recycling that I've heard. But, like... We've done some damage in some hotel rooms.
We've done an ungodly amount of damage. You remember when Rhino broke a bed?
Yes.
And it wasn't because he just sat down on it. He got Morgan picked him up and suplexed him through the bed.
Morgan
and
would do that.
Oh yeah.
He would try and get me in a he'd be like, "Oh, Samson, you don't know jiu-jitsu." And I'd be like, "Yes, I do. Do something." And then he'd pick me up, and then we'd be struggling there, and like, okay, maybe, like, oh, yeah, he won because he was on top or whatever.
You also don't understand, he is 6'3", and you are 5'8".
Yeah, but give me 2 more minutes.
No. I'm counting him out. No, you wouldn't. Yes. No, you wouldn't.
Understand the gas tank you need to do jiu-jitsu.
He is stronger than you, and he's bigger than you.
I've submitted people in the gym that are stronger and bigger.
Yeah, but, like,
okay,
that's when you're just doing jiu-jitsu back and forth. Morgan can just grab you by the neck.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, in a street fight, he'd just punch me, and then I mean. And then what are you doing?
Jiu-jitsu doesn't really work when the size difference is that big.
Yeah,
because in a street fight, he's just going to kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, like I'm sitting there like on the ground
going. Yeah, like John Jones crawling around.
Yeah, some people think that because a fight is not like a brawl, it's not a good fight. Like, that's basically all that boxing is, first of all.
I don't like boxing, personally. I respect it, but it's just... It's not interesting. It's not fun for me to watch.
I respect it, too. But I don't think I've ever sat through
a
whole boxing, like, event.
Besides a Logan Paul fight. Yeah. Like, that's the only... And they're boring as shit. Yeah,
exactly. UFC is my shit. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's all... I wish... We have a UFC fighter in our gym. Like a
jiu-jitsu. Yeah, John showed me a couple times.
Jason Sago, if you want to look him up. He fought in the UFC, and he's teaching at our gym. Maybe he'll be a guest on the podcast one day.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You never know. Yeah, that'd an actual UFC fighter.
I dare you to piss him off. Piss him off. You're washed. You're washed.
Yeah, just the entire podcast, like, do it. Do it. but no, I wouldn't do that. He's a great man. He sold me my first gi that I still have to this day. I'll show it to you whenever the podcast ends. I look goofy as hell in a kimono, in a gi.
Is it just oversized as hell?
Yeah. Yeah. I just look like a toddler in grown clothes. But I like how traditional it is, and it's to honor the sport. Like, a lot of people in the jiu-jitsu world know the Gracies, the people that legitimately started Brazilian jiu-jitsu. They're in Brazil now, but Jason Sago actually got his belt from one of the Gracies, which means a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which means a lot in the jiu-jitsu community, which is why I respect him more and more.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if I can... My hands don't work enough to do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even get a grip on a drill at work, man. It's difficult.
Is it getting worse, or is it getting better?
No, it's no difference. From a year ago when I cut my hands,
Tell that story.
Okay, so, me and my friend, it was a Friday, where we just got off a week of work, getting ready to have some drinks, so it was going to be a good time. Maybe got 2 shots down, and my friend, she had a knife in her hand, and she made a joke about how I have seizures, why is this around him, blah, 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 just as a joke. Rhino being the great friend. I can blame this all on Rhino. Yeah. This is all Rhino's fault.
But he got it back from doing the gritty.
Karma came around. Well, see, the thing is, his leg will heal. My hands won't. But anyways, he said she's 5'4", disarmer. And I was just like, I got it now. It's just like a double dog there.
Yeah.
So I grabbed her hands that were holding the knife. And both hands just slipped because they were dusty from drywall that day that I was doing. Nice. And just slipped, and I cut 1, 2, 3, 5 fingers, 2 of them almost off.
Oh.
And the tendons got cut, so now my pinky on my left hand and my index finger on my right hand just don't move.
But ladies and gentlemen, don't take this as if Tate can't do things that we can. He beats us in Siege every day. he can build a legitimate cottage that you will live in. And yes. He's a handyman. He makes his hand rough with work.
I make them rough by, like, bad choices, too.
I do that. I did the Iron Man challenge at the gym once.
Oh, really?
Which is to do 110 reps of 115, I think, which is a plate on both sides. So you go down, you do 10 sets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. You have, like, 5 seconds rest, a few seconds rest. And then you do another 10. And you keep going until you get 110. Around 70, 80, I couldn't feel my shoulders.
Is it squats?
Yeah, squats.
Fuck that.
I couldn't feel my shoulders. And I decided, like, am I just going to stop? Am I just going to give up? But I was like, no. I heard that Charlie did this, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it was that type of thing. And so I just powered through it. And for, like, the rest of the day, I couldn't feel my arms. They were numb.
Oh, is that when you hurt your... The nerves in your arm?
Yeah. That's why I hurt my nerves. And there was so much weight on my back that I went to the doctor and he said, because you had so much weight on your back for such a long time, it pinched the nerves. And so now, anytime I do squats or anything like that, the numbness comes back down my arms.
So
like
squats is just not a good thing for you.
Yeah, squats is just...
Legs is useless anyway.
Yeah.
Like, fuck leg day.
Fuck, like, it's... My legs are never going to get bigger and I've accepted it. It's just, that's how they're going to stay.
Who needs legs? Exactly. When you can have a jacked torso.
Exactly. I do chest every day.
Yeah.
That's all you need. But don't do drugs and don't do drugs, kids. That's my, I have a big disclaimer on drugs.
Disclaimer.
Not disclaimer, but my story, I'm going to tell it on Joe Rogan one day. Okay.
You're gonna get okay. You're shooting for the stars right now.
Oh yeah,
now.
I'm.
May as well.
Yeah, because he talks about it all the time, like how if you do smoke this much, like this might happen. But it's rare that you see somebody that it actually happened to. Like the doctor told me the chance, and it was like 1 in 500,000.
I feel like that's a wrong number. I've seen it's so many
more and
people
more nowadays.
Yeah,
it's crazy because I see it happening, and sometimes I see people, and I'm like, oh, you're in psychosis right
now. You're tweaking.
Yeah, you're tweaking. Like, this is not good. I shouldn't be talking to you. But, like, it's happening more and more. And just because, like, weed is legal everywhere nowadays. I don't know exactly where. Maybe in, like, some corner in Texas. It's still illegal.
I still think in the States, majority is still legal.
Mm.
Did you see, even like, well, psychosis is just so much more common. I didn't even know that. I just seen the story of postpartum, I forget what the word is, but when after
post-mortem?
You lose postpartum psychosis, this mother just killed 3 of her children.
Jesus.
While the father was out to get in, like, McDonald's or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just so much more common than I thought.
And I'm lucky that, like, my family can now notice the pointers.
Well, you notice, like, within a day of you, like, tweaking out.
And it's nice, because then you can just tell me, like, put me in my room, like, listen to music, Samson, and I'll just have my own adventure in my room, and then I'll be fine whenever I get out. But it's because I built this whole, like, thing with my psychiatrist with community mental health. If you have any mental health issues, reach out. There's always a better solution, and it doesn't have to be what you think it is. Okay, whoever's going through it right now.
What do you mean by that though?
I'm trying to help people.
Yeah, no, but like it doesn't have to be what.
Like, cause when you're going through it, your thoughts can be very very
one-dimensional.
Very like it's either this or that. Very black and white.
Yeah.
And if somebody doesn't get you out of that state of thinking, you might do something that you want to.
Well, remember. I've changed my entire perspective. We switched places from like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I look at like depression and shit.
Yeah.
The way I used to view it was. I still think it exists. Mm. It definitely does exist. But it's. No one cares. That's the way I view it now. No one cares.
That was me. Like, I remember the exact party whenever we talked about this. And I stormed off. I was so mad.
Yeah.
I stopped talking to you guys. Like, because I was like, why does nobody care if this is how it is? But then, you know, we switched. And then.
Now I'm like, I don't know. The way I view it is whenever I went to the doctors, I stayed in the hospital for 2 days trying to get help. No one came. So I was like, if doctors don't care, why should I care? Exactly. Ever since that day, but I've become like narcissistic now.
Yeah.
I have like no.
I once, whenever I was in the crux of it, I went to the hospital and it was during COVID. So they put me in a room. For a week.
I remember that.
For a week that I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't do anything.
Just makes it worse.
Yeah, exactly. It's just left to your own devices with nothing that like can help.
Yes.
Like I found that music helps a lot. Stuff like that. And I didn't have anything. So what I did, it was kind of clowning the doctors, but anytime they'd look at me, I'd be doing like exercise, like
physical
exercise.
I remember that
in the
because someone went to visit you and you were just pumping.
Yeah, because what I realized after that was, even if nobody cares, all I can focus on right now is my health.
Yeah,
and the things that I can change myself. Like so, whenever it does happen, like you just kind of shut up, start focus on your health, like. Health. You'll get better. You're kind of lucky that it's only mental health, because some people might see it as, oh, it's not lucky, like it is, but you could be in a worse situation where you don't have your health.
That is true.
And then what do you do?
Nothing.
Exactly. So as knowing that it does get better, does help people. I believe.
Well, it's probably a touchy name to bring up, but Andrew Tate has said a lot of great things, in my opinion, about that stuff.
Mm.
About how depression can only beat you if you let it, let yourself succumb to it. You can only lose to it if you let yourself lose to it.
Exactly.
If something isn't working, let's say there's a guy that is sitting at home, doesn't have a job, doesn't do anything.
They don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't do nothing.
Yeah, someone like that. And they just, but they do drink and they smoke all day and they just kill yourself with that shit.
Mm.
But there's a guy that's working every day, goes to the gym, eats healthy, but it still has the same, they both have depression.
Mm.
One of them is going to get out of it a lot easier and healthier than the other one. Exactly. One might not even make it out.
Yeah, and you have to stack the deck in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do whatever you can to make sure that you'll look on the other side of the tunnel and you'll come out screaming, you'll be a free man.
Yeah.
And it keeps me going. Like, just that thought of, you'll be on the other side of this, and you can stand on top of the mountain and scream like that. That just picture of, I beat it. Like, you're my that. Like, I think it helps a lot of people.
Also, Theo Von has, as much as a goofy motherfucker he is, I've found that he's the most real person when it comes to like that type of stuff. Have you ever seen videos of him talking about that stuff?
Yeah,
He's such a like a normal person, and he describes it in a way that like normal people, even though he's probably, do you think he's a millionaire now?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a millionaire, but he's the most normal acting dude. Yeah,
he's just a guy that happens to make millions telling jokes. But,
and it's not jokes. I swear to God, this guy has lived every story. Yeah, it's known to man.
You do. Like, it's real. And I think people notice that whenever they see the comedy and all the stuff. Like, I do stand-up, too. I'm year year one, I think, still, of doing comedy, and I understand that it takes 10 years to do comedy. Like,
that stupid quote of it takes 10,000 hours.
No, not even. It wasn't that. It was Joe Rogan that said it.
No, I know. It's 10 years. I was just saying, but it's similar to the
10,000 hours. And you'll be a
It's like those oil rig workers that are like, I work 27 hours of the day. You don't know nothing about work, boy. But
it's more of like to show that I was more committed to the comedy than just the money and everything. The fame and everything. Like, because, sure, you might get... I didn't call myself a comedian for like 6 months. Whenever I first started doing comedy, I was on stage, I was doing the jokes, I was doing everything, but just because I didn't consider myself as one, like, I didn't find myself funny, I didn't, like, even, it's crazy to describe that you might go on stage, tell jokes, people will laugh, you'll come off stage, and you'll still be, like, bummed, like, I'll still be bummed whenever I come off stage, because it's like, I could have done that.
Because you think over what you, it's not the same thing, but, like, I'm not a carpenter. I just do carpentry. If that makes any sense. Like, I come home at the end of the day. I did everything a carpenter does, but I'm not a carpenter yet. I haven't done enough.
Exactly. That's you need that. You need that little imposter syndrome because so people that don't have it are just delusional. Like,
well, how are you supposed to learn if you already think that you're
an expert at it? If you walk into the job site and you're like, yeah, I've done this. I've done everything. Don't tell me a single thing. Like,
there's always something to learn.
Yeah.
And everything. You're never going to know everything about something.
That excites me about comedy. That's, like, the fact that there's more things to learn is, like, the journey is the prize. Mm. And the
whatever. Maybe the journey was the friend. You know what I'm talking about, the quote. It's like, maybe the journey was the real prize after all, or something like that.
Some corny thing.
That but it's true.
But it's true. It is very true. Listeners, one day you'll see this live. I have started the Twitch channel, which I'll be going live on it. It is The Clubhouse on Twitch. So if you're looking for it, just look out. I'll make a post on my Instagram, and I'll be like, we're going live.
Are you going to start planning to do, like, camera setups?
Yes.
Eventually?
Yes. And that's whenever it gets really tricky, because you have to sync the audio to the camera. You have to...
That's done it over my head.
Yeah. It's a lot of...
I think I remember seeing you and your brother do one once. And I don't think it was a podcast, but I think you were, like, watching an NBA game or something.
Yeah, we were watching an NBA game.
Bum-ass Grizzlies.
Shut the fuck up. Bum-ass Take Grizzlies. The fuck
right now. Who's number one in the league right now? Oh, yeah, the Celtics.
Yeah. I mean, I have Jason Tatum on my fantasy league, so I'm winning off of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your success.
Off of, I honestly... Super Bowl's tomorrow, eh?
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn. What are we doing for Super Bowl?
I don't know. I think I'm going to Rhinos. Not sure, though. But, I'll go to Rhinos. Super Bowl... I don't know much about football. I've just started to kind of get into it.
Me too. Eyes are
itchy, I just need the fucking Eagles to win. I hate the Chiefs. I hate Mahomes. I hate Jackson. Fuck Jackson. God, I hate Jackson Mahomes. God.
Like, isn't he just riding off of his brother's fame?
Yeah, and he's gay, so it's just like he gets attention off that shit.
Agate. That's a term that me and my brother have coined.
It's just with one letter missing. Exactly. And it's not.
So what? They can't say that I said the word because I didn't. I didn't say the F word.
Oh, I said, so I could just say Giga and it's just like.
Exactly.
Whatever.
That's perfectly fine.
Like, Giga.
that's my trick to not getting canceled on every episode. I get very close to the line.
Well, said, there's just canceled. You can only be canceled if you care about being canceled. Exactly. There's no like.
It's.
It no won't one gives me a shit. Any. At the end of the day, no one gives a shit. If I said the N-word, it's not going to kill. At the end of the day, it wasn't the right thing to say, but like...
Who's losing sleep? Twisting and turning in their bed right now going...
Who's pissing the pants right now? Be like, oh my God, I cannot believe it. Like,
but
Theo Vaughn said it on stage once.
I mean, the shit people get away with. Oh, this is my niece coming back. We might take a quick little pause.
Intermission?
Intermission to say hello. We'll be right back. All right, we're back from the break. We just had to welcome my niece back home from her trip to the hospital, which was not fun, but she's back, and we all love her. So, Tate, we were talking about Theo Von and how he's an excellent comedian, extremely real in what all he, like, the jokes that I say on stage, some of them are just lies. Like,
oh, some of them, well, Theo's just, face, I don't know, actually. There's just either they're all true or they're all lies.
Like, I can tell you right now that some of them are lies.
Oh, as a comedian. Yeah, 100%.
But that's not the point. The point is that I can make you laugh. That's the entire, like, that's what drives comedians, or at least I think what should drive comedians, because, like, it's all about bringing joy to somebody, for, because they're paying to see you make them laugh for an hour.
Yeah.
And so
you have to stir up something.
Yeah, you have to do something crazy on stage for them to actually feel like it's worth it. And I've had some crazy bombs. Like, I don't know if you know the term bomb from comedy. It means you did terrible.
Yeah.
It means you did awful, not a single, like, I've had some times, I went on stage, and it is hell. It is hell.
I can't imagine. If there's
hell on earth, you're talking to an audience full of people, and not a single one of them is making any laughter.
And, yeah, you can't even leave. You have to just take it on the chin.
Yeah, you just have to sit there and take it. And you're doing, like, the material that you think is godly.
Top tier.
Yeah, it's top tier. And this audience is just not having it. I've gone home sometimes. I'm like, this comedy thing isn't for me. Like, I should just stop. But you keep going. You have to.
There's also just going to be those people that aren't. They, no matter what you say, even if you're fucking Kevin Hart, you're just not getting.
There's some people that just don't want to laugh to you, and they're like, okay. Or sometimes your jokes aren't funny. That happens too. But hecklers, like people that.
But that, I feel like that's also those. That's a positive and a negative, because you can just start flaming them. Yeah, and it's hilarious.
Oh yes,
that's where some of the greatest moments in comedy shows are.
I posted a clip just recently that is very old of somebody heckling. And they were talking about Quebec, I think, or something. You'll have to go see it on my Instagram. But I said, like, she insulted Quebec, and I was like, are you from Quebec? And she was like, no. And I was like, that's kind of disrespectful then. What are you trying to do? And everybody just started crying, laughing, and she didn't know what to do. Like, she was freaking out there. And sometimes the club will, like, tell the person, like, oh, you need to leave. Like, this isn't...
Oh,
this,
yeah.
If they go too far. But I don't, like, kicking people out of the show. I'll just, like, oh, that's fine. Just stay there. And I know you're drunk, but don't be rowdy. Like,
yeah.
Because our audience is usually always drunk or always...
Well, that's... It's just easier to laugh.
Yeah. That's just the what you're going there for. The clubs, all they want is for people to buy drinks.
Yeah.
There's a real business side to comedy, which is not fun. If you're
I mean, you're there to keep them there longer.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
Yeah, that's we're usable sluts. We're comedy sluts. And comedy clubs just use us and throw us away. Mm. But it's definitely worth it. If for any of you that have never gone to a comedy show, I know in PEI, that's pretty common. Some people.
Comedy shows?
Yeah.
I've never heard of one, but that's probably because I've never looked.
Yeah, I think there's, like, one in Charlottetown that happens every Monday, but it's hard to get to, and they don't really show why, when they're doing it, and that's why I want to start my own show. I'm going to find a way. I will make it happen.
Well, there's also Charlottetown's mainly, it's not a university town, but it's not a lot of younger people go to comedy shows, for the most part, right?
Yeah,
I'm assuming
it's
anyway.
True, it's true. The audiences that I would get in Ottawa were all old.
Yeah, like middle age or older.
Because, plus they used to put me in the middle of the week, which is when comedy, like, university students have to study.
Yeah.
And which is when they have to go to their part-time jobs. It's usually not whenever they're... looking to spend money,
especially they're all broke. University student is broke as shit.
It's just admit it. Like, you're eating ramen right now. If you're,
I literally had ramen before I came to this. Yeah. Like, there's no funds. Well, I'm not even going to university, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Because in my opinion, school is useless.
Yes, sirree. You're getting...
Unless...
Salute. Cheers
unless
on
that. There obviously is, if you're going to be a doctor or something like...
Yeah. If you need the credentials for your job, I suggest you go to university. But if not, I went for business administration. And everything that they taught me, first of all, I already learned from McNeil in economics.
In high school.
Yeah, in high school. So I already knew everything. And it was just common sense. For like business stuff, most of the time it's just common sense.
Supply and demand. That's literally like that's the main thing.
That's all you need to know. If you can become anything you want in business just by doing it. That's the only big step. Like, you have to be the one to do it.
I just love having business professors are teaching you, but they don't own a business.
Yeah. That's one of the things, like, in university, I was like, so what business have you done? Like, talking to my teachers.
There's a reason why they're professors.
Yeah.
They would make more money if they had their business and it was successful. And, like, other professions, like, if you're going to be a neurosurgeon, you're learning from either a current practicing neurosurgeon or, like, a retired one.
Yeah.
You're not learning from just some Joe.
Yes, just some
but
guy.
But business, apparently, is just, it's because it's, I think if you have a business degree, 90% of them aren't going to own a business. Yeah, they're going to work at the tax center. They're going to work, like.
Even other degrees, like a law degree. Some people like, oh, you need that to get into lawyering, and you do to become a lawyer. But
well, not necessarily. You can write your SAT.
Yeah, you can write
is
your
it the SAT?
Your bar.
It's bar exam.
You can pass your bar in whatever province.
But
you are.
But you don't need to have that. If you can pass the bar,
yeah,
then you don't
then
need
you're a
the
lawyer. Exactly. So, plus most people that get a bachelor's in law or whatever, they don't use it. It just sits in the closet collecting dust.
For me, I'd just rather go to work. I don't know. I took my gap year as most people do and just never go back. Mm.
I took my gap year. Or no, I didn't take a gap year.
No, you went straight to school.
Mm-hmm. I regret it.
Bree is already making more money than me and she's not even done school. So hers is benefiting her. But at the same time, I know I'm going to Alberta and I'm going to make you clear $3,200 a week base salary. That's a minimum you can make. $3,200 a week is ridiculous. What I make in a month.
Exactly. That's
and
what,
it's probably a little more than a month.
That's what
I
used to make in like 2 months.
In a month and a week, I make $3,200. So it's like.
But the trade that I chose was not the greatest.
Solar panels got to be the dumbest. Like, I hate heights.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. But
everybody
being a carpenter,
hates heights.
I have to go up on heights sometimes. But being a solar, you have to hang off the roof. At least when I'm being a carpenter, I make the roof, so I'm like, I'm on the roof. You have to hang off that bitch.
Yeah, I have to be like defying gravity to put on a giant solar panel.
On a 10-12.
Yeah, on a 10-12. Like, oh my God. My boss, I think this is why me and Hunter left. Like, my boss would go and be like, oh, we have 3 hard roofs coming up, boys, ready up. And we'd ask him the pitch, and he's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's close to, like, 6-12 or, like, 8-12. Won't be too bad. And we'd get there, and it's, like, a 10-12 or an 11-12.
So you got to put two... Do you guys put 2x4s down and make staging kind of?
No,
what do you do? Wait.
We would put the racking, which is what the panel is going to stand on, and we'd step on that for...
How do you get down?
Work on it. That's the thing. That's like, after you install everything, how do you like
move.
Get yourself? And they made us put critter guard. Which is
that's what you have to hang off.
Yeah, what we have to attach to the side of the solar panels, just so like little animals,
chipmunks
won't crawl
don't bite the fucking cords. And
there's not many chipmunks on PEI or many things that can get underneath that.
Well, not on roofs. They don't go on roofs. They're in trees.
Exactly. It's so dumb. They didn't even used to do it back in the day. It's just a new thing. And
solar panels also new.
Yeah,
those aren't very.
Yeah, they're a new emerging technology.
One thing I got a bone to pick with is when I was working in Simon Park for building those mobile homes, I asked my contractor how long our houses last. 15 to 20 years.
15 to 20 years.
The materials that we use now, the ways we do things now in carpentry is better. The ways we do it is more efficient. It's right, it should be, but the materials that we use are dog shit.
Yeah, because
15 to 20 years is
not, that's not a home that you want to.
If you buy a house, you want to live in there for at least that.
Yeah, at least, and you want it to still be good so that you can sell it if you
But then you just have to start repairing the drywall, because the drywall is garbage, like.
And then there's little bits and pieces that are start falling apart. Like, this house, it did not used to look like this.
I mean, the flooring's already going to shit.
Yeah,
that's flooring that we use, the what?
This
flooded. Oh, the basement flooded?
Yeah, and then the flooring started. But that's things that happen in a house.
But it shouldn't happen. True. The foundation should be set. There should be water barriers, vapor barriers. The flooring that we use in the houses now, unless you want to, but everything is more expensive, right? So, in order to make money, you have to spend money.
Mm.
So we would use cheap materials but we'd still sell them. When I first started, a mobile home was $220,000.
Okay.
That we built. They were energy efficient, and they had something called a Venmire, which is basically a coolant system inside the house. Okay. It takes air from outside to heat and cool the house.
Yeah.
So, $220,000 when I started. I worked there for 8 months. At the end of it, right when I got hurt, they were $340,000. Just because of the COVID and the housing market shot up.
Yeah.
Materials got more expensive and harder to find. Everything was ridiculous.
I worked as a roofer, as a metal roofer.
That's all we did was metal roof. It was the... better than shingling, though.
Yes. Any day. I'd rather, because it clips on too, like the metal part clips on to the next one.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is really just go down, screw it, and then you keep going. I don't know how some people are on roofs for like 10 hours and just they're sweating. I've been sunburned. I'm black. I've been sunburned like 3 times just because I work roofing, because I'm outside in the sun.
Plus, you're on a metal roof too, so it takes the sun. Beams it back at your
points
face.
Points it right at, like...
Yeah.
It is tough. And whenever we're using, like, black paint, black metal roofs...
Yeah.
You can't even touch it. It's so hot.
Oh, yeah, because it absorbs all the heat. That's why I also like... Because we're working in a hangar. The sun didn't beat down on anything. But it got super dusty. When we were on roofs, I had Air Forces that I used instead of, like...
That's Slippy City right there.
But I'd rather wear sneakers on a roof than boots. I have more feel and I'm more nimble. When I'm on a roof with boots, I'm cloggy. I could, like, kick something. Like, I don't know.
I don't like it as much. It feels like your foot is more of, like, a block whenever you're wearing a boot, I feel. And that's why I've always worn sneakers on roofs. And that's just... you get more grip, and it's more worth... It'll save your life. It'll legitimately save your life.
I just wish I never had to go on roofs, but next week on Monday, I have to go on at 10, 12?
That's literally...
It's
a wall. That's what people
I'm climbing
understand.
A wall. We don't have harnesses. And I have to repair the whole eavesdrop and the roof, like a 24-inch. It's terrible.
I would... we'll be working on a roof, and somebody will be like, oh, shouldn't you not, like, screw in, well, 2x4s just so we can, like, stand on it, like, staging?
What do you want me to do?
It's like, yeah, what do you want me to do? Your roof is a flat wall. Like, I can't just work on this. I'm not levitating, but it is worth the money, I guess. I'm not saying I guess.
Roofs are expensive, too.
That's just the trade that I picked to do.
Terrible trade.
Terrible. I do not advise anybody.
At least when you're roofing, you're on, like before the roof goes on, you're on wood, so it's not slippery. When you're doing solar panels, the roof's already there.
Yeah.
You can slip right off.
There's nothing you can do. Like, we'll work on metal roofs, too.
Metal roofs are... Ugh.
If there's
They're better, but they're fucking slippery as hell.
What I enjoyed about my last job, because my boss... took my experience, and he said, you know what you're doing. I'll make you the safety guy. And I was so happy. I got to be the guy that whenever everybody, like, didn't want to work, I'd be like, hey, guys, it's raining a little and stuff like that, so we're just going to call it a day. And
so you were their savior.
Yeah, I was the one to make sure that... Because I can tell whenever somebody does not want to be on a roof, because they'll be, like, shaking.
You can tell. I'm still like that sometimes.
Yeah,
like, you just get stiff, and their movements are just shaky.
And when I see that, it's like, I don't want you to die, man. just get off for now. We'll do what it,
He can be the ground guy.
Yeah, like. I'll go clip in the... I'm the one that goes on the roof when there's nothing on and has to put in the like, harness, like, the clamps that go on yeah. the roof, the screws. I'm up there, I put the screws in, and then I rappel down and then get everybody siege. Their harness. Yeah. But
sometimes you forget to press X, yeah. and you just...
It's happened a few times, a few, like, moments where it's like... You're good. I'm good. We're going.
Yeah, I have to be on 30 feet of scaffolding on Monday, and I'm just... I fucking hate scaffolding. Yeah. So rickety, but it's sturdy, but it doesn't feel it.
It doesn't... No. You're standing on that, and you can feel every inch of the screws that are in the scaffolding. Yeah. And you're like, it's tough. If people only knew what blue-collar workers people did... Like, for everyday jobs. I think
it gets a bad rep just because of the how, like I said, the oil riggers, you don't know what it's like to make your hands rough with work, boy. Yeah,
that attitude is...
It kills it.
Yeah.
Like, they just think that the only work is, like, hard work.
Yeah.
There isn't.
If you're working an office job, that's a pussy's man. That's a pussy.
No, it's job. He's making more money than you. Just sit yeah. down. Like... Yeah.
Like, that's the, you dream about that. Don't tell me you don't.
Well, no, I'd rather be working trades. It's just, well, to be fair, trades are never going away.
Yeah,
they will never. There is never going to be a time that we don't need plumbers, electricians, carpenters.
That's true. Everything. That's a good point.
Office workers,
they're getting replaced.
Now I'm sorry, Aiden Moore, but what the hell did you do? Yeah. What the hell did you do?
At the tax center. Oh, just sitting there like.
Click, 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 click. Excuse me, this number doesn't... I do my own taxes. Handle. I do my taxes every year in 10 minutes. Yeah. On my phone.
It's...
Like, what do you do?
I don't need you, but... Okay, I also have this thing that I want to do on this podcast, which is introduce people to OpenAI. Now...
What do you mean by that?
Have you heard anything about ChatGPT?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I know nothing about it, though.
So, it's an AI that can... It can give you a script about anything. Mm-hmm. It's basically, it'll transcribe what you're doing or what you tell it to do. And so what I'm gonna do is tell it to write me a script for you as you in this podcast. And okay. I'll keep talking as myself, and you'll have to read what it's telling you.
Okay, so. All right, so I just have to read off that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's but like, how do you word that for it to work?
You'd have to say like, give me a script of a podcast where the guest is Tate Gallant. Like, I'll put your name in,
and it's
my
gonna
best
like,
friend from PEI who's known me for 7 years, and it'll compute.
That is okay. That's sick. I want to see how this works
because I'm writing a cowboy movie. Which...
Oh, really?
JQ has some issues about...
Yeah, because you copied, like, word for word.
I had never...
You did.
Okay, he sent me something, and I didn't read it.
Yeah, no, you read... You wouldn't read it. You're a fake friend. You're a fake... Well, actually... Because no one's going to be... All of our friends aren't going to be this friend of the podcast. They're fake.
Yeah.
They're fake.
They're fake.
Yeah. Well, John will be, because he has to... He has to edit it.
Yeah, John's gonna be listening back to this angry.
It's not. No, this has been good.
Yeah, we mentioned that we were gonna try out ChatGPT here this for the first time, and I've given Tate the device, and all he's gonna do is just read out his lines. Okay, now Tate, welcome to the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me, Samson. It's great to be here and chat with you.
So what do you do? What's up? Who are you? Introduce yourself to the podcast.
I'm Tate Gallant, and I work as a software engineer in the tech industry. Outside of work, I'm a big fan of outdoor activities and love to spend my weekends hiking, camping, and kayaking. That could be not the most wrong thing. Yeah. Kayaking, I can't swim. Hiking, why would I walk if I don't need to walk?
That's
camping. I hate the stickiness. But anyway, let's keep going.
So what do you like about your job?
Well, I've always been fascinated with technology and how it can solve problems to make our lives easier. I started coding as a hobby in high school and eventually pursued it as a career in college. It's been challenging but rewarding journey. and I'm grateful for the opportunities it has brought me. This guy talk like he talks like a bot, even though it is a bot. Like he talks like.
Does it keep going? Okay.
Oh, it goes on. It goes.
Yeah, that's.
I start giving advice. Oh.
It'll write a script for whatever you want it to, and it's to me it's annoying a little bit because it writes some things sometimes that are better than I can write.
Oh yeah, it talks intelligent, not like me.
Yeah,
it doesn't talk like I would.
It's smarter than me, and so that's worrying about the future because, like, students can literally go and have it write their essay. What did it say?
It's talking about how it. Okay, this is one part of it. I would say my proudest achievement so far has been working on a project that helped a non-profit organization improve their outreach and impact. The project involved developing a custom software solution that streamlined their processes and allowed them to reach more people in need. Seeing the positive impact that the software had on their mission was incredibly fulfilling and a testament to good, to the power of technology to do good. Like,
I should have.
How does it think of this?
I don't know. It's crazy to think of. And people are like, oh, AI is not a problem. It
makes me sound like Elon.
Yeah, but like pretty soon you'll see AI people walking around, and you won't be able to distinguish them from normal.
I wouldn't say that. It's not going to become Detroit, be beyond or become human or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to get that crazy.
I think it'll happen sooner than people think, because they already have robots that, you know, they're all this fake like skin or whatever, like fake, but they made them look like human. And then you just plug this in and make them talk, and it's like, that's spooky.
Yes, but it can't, it can't do tasks. Like, it can say all this, but can it make a code? Well, it probably could make a code, but, like, if I told it to go do my job, it wouldn't.
It could do my job, the writing, though. Like, I'm a comedian, and so I do is just, that's the scary part. Like, creative people, like, you're telling me that this can replace me completely? Like, that's.
Well, writing a book. It can do that. It literally just... It can write a script for a movie.
Yeah, it'll write the entire script, and all you have to do is just copy-paste, and... That's why anybody mentions ChatGPT, it's like, did you use it? No. Okay, good.
I didn't know it was that in-depth. I also didn't know it talked like a goddamn... I knew it was a robot, but, like, intelligent.
I asked it to write the first scene of my movie, just to see, like, just to compare it to my scene. And it wrote a better scene than I could have written. It's like, oh my, why, what am I doing this for?
Yeah. Then, yeah, all you have to have is an idea now.
Yeah.
And it will do it for you.
Creative people, like people that are already established.
Yeah.
Business people are going up to them now and being like, do you want to make a next album? Or do you want to use ChatGPT to make your next music album? And nobody will know the difference. It's like, wait, you can do that? Like, rich people that don't want to be doing music anymore, you could just continue.
And that is free. Imagine, like, software that you can pay for that would be 10 times better than that.
It's scary.
That's interesting.
I've changed. At least I've convinced somebody that AI is worrying.
It's worrying, but also we created it, right?
We created it.
It can't take over the world like people estimate.
It's not...
Yeah, I can have influence on people, but it's not gonna. We're not gonna have robots versus humans. Yeah, all we have to do is throw a fucking Thatcher at it and just go small.
Yeah. We'll be fine. All the conspiracy theorists.
EMP will just destroy it all.
Yeah.
The zombie apocalypse. I don't even know why people are scared of it. We would win in 10 minutes.
Like 2 seconds.
You kill the first zombie and it's over.
Yeah, and then
that's it.
No more spreading. No more.
Unless it was like The Walking Dead, and if you die, you become one regardless. Mm. If that's the case, then that's a bit different.
Yeah, then we gotta start.
People be dying every day.
Yep. Shit, niggas die every day. Shit. It is what it is. That has been The Clubhouse. Thank you
for listening. Thanks for having me.
You've been an amazing first guest. I could not have asked for a better guest.
Yeah, we started in light. It's nearly dark. I can barely see Samson at this point.
I'm just a shadow now. thanks for listening. So you'll be able to subscribe soon, which thank you if you do. That has been The Clubhouse, and peace out.
Hello, and welcome back to The Clubhouse. Quick disclaimer before this episode, if you have problems with mental health or anything like that, don't take advice from my dumbass and my friends, okay? Go reach out, do something. Do actually be smart about it. Anywho, welcome to the Clubhouse. It's starting soon.